Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Investigators probed the link into her PPE whistle blowing. Now, that is exactly the conversation that we had with Cynthia Stimple, who is the SAA whistleblower, some weeks ago. We've asked Cynthia to join us again to get her reaction to this terrible story. Cynthia, thank you for taking the time to do so, and thanks for being available to chat to us. This type of story must unnerve you as a whistleblower tremendously.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me, and thank you to the listeners for tuning in today. I've been actually devastated by the news because you're reading the story and how it was done, and as it unfolds, told me that this was such a precision attack. It was a mafia-style execution. Mm. So I feel really devastated that as whistleblowers, if we are ready to speak out, there should be some protection. Last night, I think it was Dr. Bloom who was speaking about this legislation, but nothing in the legislation is enforced. So I just feel that there must be ways we have to start protecting whistleblowers, immediate steps that can be taken for that.
And of course, the danger here is, I mean, it's on multiple levels. The first priority is towards the safety of the person who's putting themselves at risk for the greater good. The second aspect of it is if people aren't protected, and if this type of thing happens, whistleblowers will think long and hard before stepping forward. Imagine you referred to us and you told us about the conversation that you were having with your family at the time, what you should be doing, should you be stepping forward, would you be putting yourselves at risk. I would imagine that if an event like this happened, you would have had a very different conversation with your family.
Exactly. I think one feels already the threat, so the threats would come as intimidation within the office or the people surrounding you. The second would be through messages coming or threatening emails. And yes, the one would be discussing with the family, where do we go? Do we have a safe house? Should I move out? Should I change my routine? So my recommendation, which we're currently working on, is in fact of how to help whistleblowers when they're in this situation, is that they must start following the instincts. You know, you can already feel if there's any fear, is that they must change their routine. I believe, for instance, the SIU currently has been interviewing over 300 witnesses. They should have applied some protection to these whistleblowers and also make them far more aware. So the key thing is making sure you change your routine, making sure you get additional help. If they can't afford it, whoever they've gone to must be able to supply that protection, be it the lawyers, be it the SIU, be it, you know, a civil society. I think it's something we need to start enforcing and putting into place.
Yeah, it's very, very concerning. Did you, you referred to this, and I just want to look a little bit deeper into that. Do whistleblowers get a sense that they're in danger?
I think you should. I think your sixth sense would kick in, your intuition. Mm. You feel it. The atmosphere changes in the office. People who normally you could sit around in a meeting and discuss issues, they suddenly close up. They don't want to take your side when you're speaking up. That specifically happened to me. So I noticed it, that when I said, we know this is wrong, let's all stand up together and do something about it, people immediately back away and state, well, I don't want to do anything. I need my job. Full well knowing that it's something wrong. And you can almost see that it's, you know, the path dividing, that you're standing literally and physically standing alone, and no one is willing to back you up and say, you know what, let's do something about it. So you feel it. I think they would sense it in many ways. I think Ms. Dear Karan would have sensed it in some way. She could have even discussed it with her family. Mm-hmm. So for whistleblowers, the minute they sense that, they need to seek help. I actually thought I'm going to start looking, searching for people who's willing to provide that security help and then we can provide a panel and put it out there in the public media. If you need, if you feel any way threatened, contact X, Y, and Z, because we're going to need to start doing it. I don't believe that our police can do it. I don't believe that even our security from our government would be able to assist them. So it means we have to find some independent means to help any future whistleblowers. And you were right in your earlier statement that this is definitely a deterrent. It's a way of saying to people, if you do this, this is what will happen to you, so beware.
I guess part of the other part of the problem is that in many cases, the whistleblowing is taking place from within government. It might be government institutions that are being exposed, which means that your regular state entities might not feel like the right people to protect you. In other words, you might need an external security system to protect whistleblowers.
Yes, indeed, and that's what I feel right now. That's the way, the approach we will have to take, because there's no way, my total sense, imagine you go and report to the police, you put your affidavit down that this has happened in your organization. What's going to happen? From my own experience, just reporting a theft in the house or your car being stolen, it's days before they even come back to you, days before they even start taking fingerprints.
There's a complete lack of confidence in that regard. Is there support, emotional support for whistleblowers?
Thanks for asking that question. What I've started in my organization is providing that, which is Citizens of Conscience, together with some other, the Active Citizens Movement have also started providing that emotional support. We definitely need it. Just a platform or a safe place where people can meet other whistleblowers, firstly, and just chat to them. In that forum, we try to see how we can help other whistleblowers, either through our own network of lawyers, if we need them, or of social workers or psychoanalysts or psychiatrists. Psychologist. So that part is also from an emotional perspective. Alternatively, just talking to someone, because some people's cases happened years ago, they were small, they were able to walk away, but it sat there at the back of their mind, and suddenly they realized, I can talk to someone, I can just get this off my heart and my head, you know, and they will phone in or they will write an email, can we meet and talk? So you that need is still very much there. So yes, we're providing it from an Active Citizens Movement perspective, and then in my own small organization called Citizens of Conscience. Yes.
Absolutely incredible. How does anybody get hold of your organization?
They can direct email me. It's cynthiasimple@gmail.com, and I can give you my cell.
No, rather don't do that. Let people just, okay. They can email cynthiasimple@gmail.com. Incredible work that you're doing, and so, so important for people that are making very, very difficult but very brave decisions. Cynthia Stimple, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for your incredible work.